Isn't that beautiful? It's a new antwoord. Do you like it?
I love it. Samba? I've had the album all along. Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, Little Ugly Boy, huh?
My cousin is Dutch, and she WhatsApped me yesterday that they booked tickets in Amsterdam for the Antwerp in January, and they're going to see it. So I'm looking forward to that. But people, this is the Casper Radio Show. Welcome. We've got a fantastic gay special episode, and what's more, a fantastical co-host. So I hope you enjoy the show. Very much today. And I would like it even more if you came to with that. There you go! Yay!
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. It's November already. Can you believe it? We are rushing towards Christmas. And here I am with our team. I have got Simba in front of me. Hello, Simba.
How are you doing, Casper?
I'm fine. Just say 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you're there. You're on air. Hannes, are you well?
Hello, I'm well, thanks.
Are you on air?
I'm on air test for the time being.
Test it. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Testing. Hot mic.
And then, oh my God, our special, special co-host today. She is here. I'm so excited. That was late. You were fucking late. Play your trumpets again. And don't let me find you sleeping. That's it. It is the incomparable. Can you recognize? Do you recognize? No. No, 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 no.
Hi, hello.
Ding, dum. Anush!
Yay!
Yay.
Hi, Casper.
Hello, Anne.
Hi.
Woo!
It's so
nice.
Can I come and give you a hug, please? I'm just such a fan, and
we're on air now.
Okay, wow,
that hug was really long.
It was a long hug.
It was a weird hug.
Don't you want to? Okay, now, Anne, don't you want to hug Simba and hug?
Okay, hug.
Hug Simba.
Hi.
And hug Hannes. That's nice.
It's not that strong.
That was nice.
Oh,
so
Anne,
to be here.
It's a pleasure because, you know, Anne.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get you on the show, but you can't because you stay in that independent homeland of Helen Zille.
Yes, but I have moved now for you. I will do anything for you.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, also because I don't have money to book my flight back.
Oh, my God.
So, because they're so expensive now. So I thought maybe you could take me back to Cape Town later.
No.
A lift. Maybe.
No.
Okay.
You stuck
no, here. You stay.
Okay, I'll stay with you at your place.
You know that Alicia isn't here. She is part of the Casper Radio team. Oh. She's not here because you're here.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Alicia. Alicia, if you're listening, I'm really sorry.
Say sorry, Alicia.
I'm sorry, Alicia.
I think we're going to have a cat fight.
Well, they can maybe do it on air because Anne will be going to Cape Town next week, so Alicia will never meet Anne.
I was hoping that she
because we're out of mics.
Yeah, there's only... And Hannes' mic has got a problem. He has to hold it up with his hand.
Yeah, but it's radio. You don't have to say that. It's radio.
Because his mic is broken.
I can't see that. It's radio.
And Gareth came in here to try and fix it, but he didn't.
Fuck, yeah. It's radio.
He didn't fix it.
He couldn't
fix it. But Hannes is holding the mic up with his hand now.
Yeah.
So everything's under control.
Doing a good job.
You don't say that. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Casper.
My God.
It's astounding.
Yes, is the incomparable. Now, do you know in Frankfurt it is 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Well, it's 10 past 10.
Wow.
So.
How interesting.
Oh, well, it's so just a fact.
Can they, if they tune in now.
Yes, they are in the park. We are ahead of
them.
So if the rapture happens now.
Yes.
We can warn them.
We can tell them.
In an hour's
time. Pasopis.
Yeah.
Pasopis. Well,
Frankfurt. Frankfurt is German, so it will be what? Pausauf?
Ach, Pasopis.
Achtung.
Achtung, Pasopis. Ach, nichtig, Brotze. Ei, hecht am Haaren, Judenhaaren.
Und da, 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 da. That's Frankfurt. And then there's a place called Vostok Station. What? I chose these names because it's a gay show. So it's Frankfurt. It's like Frankfurt, Vienna,
yeah.
You know, cock. And then Vostok. Vostok is like Afrikaans, stok. And that, you know where that is?
Is that in Helsinki?
No, Helsinki is where the devil lives.
Okay.
Because it's Helsinki.
Helsinki. Helsinki.
No. It's an art. Antarctica. It's an aunt. And she. So her name is Artica.
Artica.
And you know what time it is there?
Mm-mm.
3:00 in the afternoon already. So they.
Are they still alive?
Yeah. No.
We're not sure.
If they get the rapture, then they can let us know.
Vostok, come in. Vostok.
Yeah.
Vostok?
Yeah. Kasper?
Ah, Vostok.
Yeah.
I think you put your hand on your nose so it sounds
okay.
Like...
Okay. I'm doing it right.
Yeah. Vostok, are you there?
Kasper, is the Vostok hello?
What's happening?
So, we are very scared, Kasper. It's late in the afternoon here at Rapsha.
Okay. Well... Is it looking nice and bright, or is it like zombies walking?
Kasper, yes? Come in, I cannot hear you.
Oh my God.
Kasper!
Oh my
God. Oh my God.
Oof. Okay, so that's
sure.
So that's our time, and now.
So now we know we've got another 4 hours.
To live. So
in
South Africa, Johannesburg, Cliff Central, it's 11:12. And I want to tell you people a fantastic story, because there is goodness on earth, not only bad things. People are moaning, complaining, barfing, vomiting, and it's all fighting. And you know what? This week I was depressed, I was low, mm-hmm. I was down. Jesus, I was down. Mm. And then...
What then?
I didn't have my cable... For my iPhone, brothers and sisters.
Oh, no.
I left it here at Cliff Central.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
And I went to Clearwater Mall where I stay. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen, brother.
Woo! I went in there.
Yes.
I went to the MTN shop and I said, can I have an iPhone cable?
What did they say, brother?
They say for MTN it was 350 rand.
Oh no.
For a cable.
Get thee out of here. I said, no, I cannot do this. Actually, I said,
yes.
And I hope.
And then I left. And I went to the next shop, Vodacom, the world of Vodacom.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Red and white.
And I said, Vodacom, do you have a cable
Vodacom,
for me?
Do you have a cable for him?
Oh,
and
yes,
they said,
we do.
Yes, for 400 rand.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Get me out of here.
Oh, my God.
And I left. And I went to Soundcheck.
Oh, Soundcheck.
Have you got an iPhone cable for me?
Have you got an iPhone for cable for the man?
And they said, 200 rand. And I said, no.
It's too much.
Get thee away, Satan. That is a meal.
Yeah. 200 grand. It is a meal for all the children in the church.
Yeah. So I went home, depressed. Mm. I sat down. I sat me down with my little bluebird, my klein blue voelkie, the tweet voelkie.
Yes, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Preach on.
Oh, yeah.
We know about that little bluebird. We know about that little bluebird.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's powerful.
And I said... I am down on the dumps. I don't know where to turn.
What did little bluebird say? What did he say?
In 140 characters, what did he say?
Exactly.
Bluebird was the bluebird of happiness because all of a sudden, I got a answer from someone who answered me and said, oh, brother, we will give you the cable.
Whoa.
For how much?
This is a miracle.
For nothing.
No!
For nothing.
No!
This is a miracle.
What?
It is a miracle.
Say hallelujah.
That happened.
Oh, my God.
It was Shannon Govender, who is here in the studio. Hello, Shannon.
G'day, Casper.
Oh, Shannon.
Oh. Yes, Shannon. How's it going, everyone?
Great, Shannon.
So what happened was all of a sudden you tweeted me, what the fuck you call it, and you said, Casper, I will bring you a cable. And I said, what world is this? I don't know this world, the world
is
of goodness.
Phenomenal.
And he actually drove to me and did not only bring me a cable, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, he brought me fucking things for my phone, like covers. Look here, from Hote.
Wow.
From Hote.
It is beautiful.
He brought me a keyboard. Amazing. He brought me all kinds of goodies. And now here, he sits.
He's giving us things, brother. I am
burning my Samsung as we
burn that mother.
Burn.
But no, sister, you don't have to burn your Samsung, because am I right? You also service them?
We do indeed take care of Samsung.
Who are you?
We are iFix.
Who sent you?
Yeah.
We are iFix. We had to sort people out. We obviously saw the great Casper in need, you know, no iPhone, no WhatsApp. And we come to the rescue. That's what we do.
And that's fantastic.
That is amazing. Can I give you a hug?
Of course.
Give him a yeah. Give him a good
and
one.
Also,
that's a good hug. He has a huge box of goodies.
I'll just grab the keyboard.
Yes, sis.
What do you mean this is yours?
Yes, it does next me have a mic wearing.
But Shannon, you are wearing a Roger Federer cap. Do you know that?
I am indeed, yeah.
Do you know that I like the other one, Nadal?
Ugh.
So I'm a bit of a problem here. But it doesn't matter, because you're so kind. Do you, like, if I've got a crack, not in my head, but on my phone, do you like, fix that?
That's
how does it work?
I feel that there's a
I now want to just proclaim the goodness of iFix.
That's exactly what we do. We have 9 stores across the country. You walk in, same immediate service, have a coffee, you have a beer in our store if you like.
What sorcery is this?
Absolutely. Potentially a whiskey as well, if you like.
What?
Wow. I like your store already.
This is crazy.
So, you come in,
We have, as I said,
have a same day service. Takes about 20 minutes. We have your iPhone sorted again, no matter what the issue is.
And you leave drunk.
Yeah, you leave drunk, yeah. Or caffeined up.
And you probably break the screen again, huh?
And it's Sam, and this woman,
what is
Samsung.
But I can throw it away.
They got Samsung.
You don't have to throw it away. We sort Samsung out as well. And we are branching out into, you know, the other smartphones, Sony, Nokia. We're trying to look after everyone. We're not discriminating anymore.
Anymore. Oh, okay.
How many smartphones do we have now on the market? We got the Samsung. We got the iPhone.
Of course.
Microsoft, have they got a name? Microsoft.
No.
Have they got, like, it is
no.
the...
Aren't they coupled with Huawei? I don't know.
No.
Huawei?
No, they just...
They're coupled with Nokia. Nokia.
Yeah, Nokia. Would
Nokia.
Say, I'd say
that
Nokia.
Is it, yeah, that is it.
Okay. But
Samsung also have
LG. LG have smartphones.
No, that's in the pool. When you don't put your Kluwer in, you get
LG.
You get LG. And no, okay. LG also got on Amazon. Also got a Fire Phone, but the main contenders, you would say?
Apple and Samsung. Definitely.
Apple and Samsung.
Correct. Yeah.
But which one is the best? That's what I want to know.
I can't say anymore. We don't discriminate anymore.
No, but say it.
Okay, let me ask this question. How many returns do you get with faulty ones? More Samsungs or iPhones?
Most of our work is negligent damage, and most iPhone users tend to be more prone to damages.
Mm. Yeah, we are.
What phone do you have?
I have an iPhone. I use an iPhone.
He has spoken.
Praise the Apple.
Are you more prone to damaging your iPhone or not?
I am indeed. In fact, I dropped it this morning.
Oh, lovely.
What have you got there, Simba? What did he bring? Just explain.
Because
you are fucking like a child at Christmas.
You
took everything.
I didn't. I'm looking at it. I'm just putting it on my...
What
my
is this now?
Okay, this man has been great. This is the almighty Shannon. He has brought us covers. Yeah. He has brought us...
Okay, but what covers? Like for the...
For the iPhone. It's all iPhone.
That stuff. iPad one I want.
Yeah.
We need that, Casper. Yours is looking good.
It's mine. Yeah. Mine looks cuck.
It's made out of bamboo and leather. I mean,
oh, it's the Hote.
Hote DT.
Yeah, it's like, it sounds like Hote cuisine. Hote. Cuisine.
This stuff is amazing. I mean, there's some high-end quality stuff here. I mean, he's given us glass screen protectors, car chargers. You know those battery packs when your battery goes...
I'll have a car charger, please.
Here we go.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
I have taken a battery charger for myself.
With a Samsung.
What?
Anne's asking if there's any stuff for Samsung.
Is there any Samsung stuff, this Shannon?
We'll arrange some Samsung stuff.
No, because no, you said you don't discriminate against Samsung and iPhone. So no, but this is not the iPad. Only
this is an iPad Mini.
That's an iPad Mini, yeah.
No, I can't do this. Who's got an iPad Mini?
Hannes.
Have you got an iPad Mini?
I have a regular iPad.
Anyone?
I think someone in the back should have. I think maybe Greg's got one.
Okay. What's an iPad Mini? I can't use this. I want a hot for an iPad it. Proper, Shannon. Oh,
consider it sorted. Consider
it sorted. I'll come to your shop. I'll Samsung. Support you. I'll get drunk.
And of course, the most important thing, cables. Because
I don't have any covers. Everyone's got a cover. No, I don't have a cover. I have a Samsung. There's nothing here for me. Only brought iPhone products. I'm not upset. It's whatever. I don't actually care.
We have a universal Bluetooth keyboard that you can use with a Samsung.
What's that?
Oh, it's only for a Samsung.
What is it?
Tablet.
It's a
universal,
keyboard.
But that's for a Samsung.
Use that. Open it.
Can I have it?
Open it?
It's made out of bamboo, right?
Correct, yeah.
I have a car charger.
Wow!
It's beautiful.
Nice,
eh?
It's beautiful. It's like,
so if you want to type on this, then yeah,
type it.
Okay. So I'm going to type the Casper Radio Show.
Yeah, type it. Oh my God!
Such a fast type.
Just listen to that. Listen to that sound the wood makes.
She's so competent, eh? Listen to that. Thanks, type
Shannon.
Away.
You see how happy you made
wow.
us.
Can I
you
this?
With your Roger Federer no. fucking cap. You made us so happy. And you know what? Palesa, our producer, said that you must tell her now about mobile chargers. What about mobile chargers, Palesa?
Mobile chargers, we all need them, Casper. We can't keep up with our battery life anymore. And we've brought you one of our sister companies, Recharge, where you'll be able to charge up on the go. It's also got a built-in torch when you need to find those forgotten items.
So when you... when you hear something at night, you put on your torch.
Correct, yeah.
And you can put your battery inside yourself. No, it's good for camping as well. But Palesa, did he answer your question? Yes, she said yes. Thank you very much. You answered the question.
We'll make sure to sort her out with one or two.
I don't know what she means.
She's got a phone made out of like a fruit, a black fruit.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Stop typing, Anne, please.
So, listen, where are all your stores located?
In Gauteng, we Melrose Arch, which is probably closest to you guys. I hope we'll be, hopefully not be seeing you guys soon.
Well, yes, with all these goodies.
Clearwater, The Glen, and Menlyn in the Western Cape. Akerstad Mall, Stellenbosch. V&A Waterfront, Baiten Single Street. Canal Walk, and of course, KwaZulu-Natal in Gateway.
Okay, great, cool. All over?
All over, yeah. So great. Find us at www.ifix.co.za and we take care of problems very quickly. That's what we do.
So even Anne can get to a store when she's back in Cape Town?
Yes.
She can indeed, yeah.
When she eventually gets back.
Yeah, I don't know if she's got issues getting back.
I don't know.
I'm typing.
Someone wrote now, how up. That's on WeChat. John. Is it John? He said, how fucking up.
How as a belief up my debt.
Yeah, I think it's with you.
Wow. He's talking.
John.
He's jealous.
We got very, very...
Well, should we just stop then?
No, he's jealous.
But John wants us to stop. Stop it.
Let's stop.
Everyone.
Are you happy now, John?
Yeah.
Do you like this now? Is this what you want?
You like it like this? Or quiet?
Nothing going on now.
Lumos.
Yeah. Fok almost. I don't
know. Ach, I'm a loop.
Yeah, okay. Gaan. Okay. Wat het my honde saam, hulle met pipi? Hulle is hier vandag.
Kom.
Ek persoonlik dink John moet die pille neersit.
Okay, just a joke. Come back.
Hello.
Okay, well, Shannon, thank you so much for being here. And especially for you. I hope this is not racial profiling, but I brought some Hindu comedy for you.
Oh, great. Casper, thank you for having me. And hopefully see you guys soon.
Thank you, Shannon. I'll see you at Clearwater Mall.
Perfect. Sounds
good. You're lovely. You're a lovely
thank
man.
You, thank you,
Shannon.
Thank
you. Abhi to bade ho gaye. Jab dekho to thapad ya deti ho sabke samne. हमारे दोस्त लोग खड़े हैं उनके सामने बेइज्जती करा रही हो बात करें जीजा इसे ओ जीजा इधर देखो ऊपर कहाँ देखो भाई
जीजा अड़का दिया
ऊपर कहाँ देख रहे हो यार, देख साला खड़ा है तेरे को, मुझसे बात कर, ऊपर देख रहे हो बालकनी में, एक दे दिया दूसरी ढूंढ रहे हो। ए मामा की लड़की निशा चल अंदर, बात कर ऊपर फेंक, जी 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 लपक के ऊपर आ जाएगा ये। बड़ी भरी बैठी, ये भरा बैठा अभी तक मालूम है, अभी इसकी सुहागरात नहीं हुई, बदतमीजी कर रहे। जीजा मेरी बहन है, मेरी बहन है, एक ही बहन है मेरी, समझे, विनोद भाई की बहन मेरी बहन है। अभी दो महीने पहले मेरी बहन को दो लड़के फॉलो करते थे गर्ल्स कॉलेज से, सालों के कीमा निकाल के पाए निकाल कीमा बना खा गया हूँ मैं, ऐसा है आदमी मेरी बहन है, सुन रहा कि नहीं बहरे।
So, as we said, this is a gay show, and always once a month, we got a visitor, as the women always say. And we also got a visitor here on the Casper Radio Show, and that is Bernard, who always comes in Skinner with gay news. And have you got your clipper here?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so what he does is he clips my hair, he waxes my back, and we talk Skinner and Skinner. Oh, how was your month?
Baie besig. Ja, nee, ek was baie besig. Shows and shows and cliënte and shows and
she's Betty Mangles as well.
Betty Mangles.
No. No.
Ja, nou ook begin nie.
Betty wat nou?
Betty Bangles.
Betty Bangles. Ek was nou Betty Bangladesh en fucking elke week se iets anders.
So my Eastern vibe. Bangladesh, Betty Bangladesh.
Betty Bang Bangladesh.
Betty Bang Bang.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling.
Okay. So
tell us. Get it over with.
Bernard, so that's Thursday evenings at Beefcakes. You are a woman.
Yes.
You drag artist.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you do? Is it okay if the Casper Radio Show comes to visit Beefcakes?
Of course.
The whole thing. We'll take Duncan.
Yes.
We'll take Duncan with. Because I think he needs to see some drag. Palesa will come with. The whole fucking team will come.
Yes, no. I'll organize scoms for you guys.
I'll go to the Beefcakes in Cape Town. Because we often do I organize comedy nights there.
Okay, then you're just on the phone and on your Samsung. And we'll just talk.
Yeah.
On the phone.
We'll chat to each other.
Yeah. I think that's a very, very good idea.
You never answer my calls, so... That's right.
Anyway, let's tune into Bernard. And what gossip news have you got? Gossip news have you got for us?
Ek het geskrik baie.
O, jyre, vertel vrou.
Okay, kom ek begin by... Eerstens, onthou ons het laatst gevraad oor Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yes. Whoa,
die Broadway show.
No.
Ach nee, fok, jy moet luister as ek praat.
Wie was daarin?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes, uit de afkorting.
NPH.
Ja.
NPH. Mm. Dat klinkt zoals een ziekte.
HDH.
Ik het NPH.
Ja.
Ja, well.
Anyway, dus als jij LG in die pool gevallen hebt.
Ja.
Want hij is nou klaar daarmee, want hij moet zijn Oscars aanbieden in.
Ja, nee, hij is een hoofdmeisje. Ja. But who is now doing the Angry Inch?
Michael C. Hall.
Je moet niet lelijk praten. Nou praat jy lelik.
Michael C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall? Oh, Dexter.
Yes.
Oh, Dexter. Wait, I need to play a Oh My God thing here. Where is my Oh My God? Here.
Oh My God!
Ah.
Ja, so
hy... What was that? Wait, there's a cow here!
Twang, daar's kiet nog haar.
Get out, Daisy!
Ooh, Dexter.
He's Dexter.
Ja, so hy... Toe ek het lees, so ek, what the fuck...
Ja.
Maar ja, ek het 'n foto van hom gesien in make-up en alles en hy werk vir die rol.
He's good. You know what? Ek wil nie name rondgooi nie, hoor. Maar weet jy wat? Ek het hom gesien. En ek speel nog daai, dis mooi.
Dit is lekker, ja.
I saw him as the MC in Cabaret.
Ah.
And he was androgynous. And he was very sexy.
Ek kan hom nooit in so 'n rol gepicture het nie.
He was going to be the lead in 50 Shades of Grey, the movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But then they went with the other guy, and I think he would have been great. No, I'm lying.
That's
no, I'm lying. It's not him.
You thought of
you're Charlie? I
was thinking of the guy in that other show.
Anarchy.
On his Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of
Anarchy. Yeah.
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking. Now go on.
So you totally just brought up cuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now go on, continue.
Yeah,
so I do that now. En dan ander nuus uit Vegas uit. Elton John het sy show geëxtend vir nog 3 jaar, sy residency.
Oh, I thought you're going to say he extended his hair.
It will still be alive.
Vir nog 3 jaar.
Ja, vir nog 3 jaar. Oh, so
hy is vir nog 3 jaar by Caesars Palace.
Oh, can I quickly name drop? I saw that show.
Sure you did.
Gosh. They in Vegas.
Yes. I saw it.
Wow. And
it was fantastic. It was the Celine Dion finished, so I saw that bit, first Vegas run.
Maar sy is nou terug daar.
Ja, en sy is nou weer terug, maar daai eerste run, so toe maak sy klaar en die volgende week to move in Elton John, so I could see him as well in that Coliseum. Mm. And I enjoyed his show more. Than the Celine Cirque du Soleil kak.
Ek is so groot Elton fan.
No. I'm telling you, Bernard, hey, when you see him live, it clicks into place. I'm telling you. It was fantastic. It was like, almal het opgespring, toe hy kom met die fucking crocodile rock, ne? We were all like a couple of lesbians crocodiling.
I'm sure he shows a good time.
No, he's very good. And he's got a good band.
My Celine in a gedag.
Ja, nee, Celine is goed. I didn't like the Cirque du Soleil show, that's all I'm saying.
The Cirque du Soleil show, no.
Oh, did she do a show with Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah, it was like, and then she said,
Cirque du Soleil.
And it's my lady. And then a fucking guy on a piano flies across the stage. Miserable as a
child. This is Elton John, Crocodile Rock. Slow version.
What, the vocal version?
The vocal slow
Does he
version.
Read the lyrics? excuse me. Louder.
What is that guy?
Elton! We love you, Elton. Fuck Bernard. I remember when rock was young. I can hold on. And Susie had so much fun. Susie is here for a month. Woo! And the song to share the echo was my own. The biggest kick I ever got. Ooh.
Rockin' round the clock. We were hopping and bopping to the crocodile rock. Oh, hey! Crocodile rockin' and some shockin' when your feet just can't keep still. I never knew me a better time, and I guess I never will. Oh, Lordy Mama, those Friday nights when Susie wore her dress as tight, and crocodile rockin' was the heart of the style.
Dit is lekker. Ekskuus toch? Ja, dit is lekker. Ach, thanks, son.
Ach ja, dit is fun.
Bernard. Please.
It's just fun.
Okay, what more?
En Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez?
Lopez. Gaan ook een residency doen by...
Everyone is now doing... Ja,
dit is by Planet Hollywood, waar Britney ook is.
Okay, it's more for the young people.
Yeah.
We don't have... Do we have Planet Hollywood still? In South Africa?
Yeah, it was in Cape Town. Terug.
Ours.
No, in Cape Town. That one was bombed at the waterfront. Yeah.
Was it in the bad old days?
No.
Yeah, it was net.
It was just after the battle days.
Yeah. Well, he was at this disgruntled Steve Hoffmeyer or something. Probably. His burger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ja, dus hy was gebom en toet Amerika alle goeders onttrek.
DJ Fridays
en alles. Ons gaan nou.
So Lopez is by die Hollywood Bowl. What? Yeah.
Planet Hollywood.
Hollywood in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Okay.
Ja, sy gaan daar 2 jaar.
Can I name drum? Okay. I've never been there. To Hollywood Planet.
Oh.
And can I name drop again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't want to see Jennifer Lopez.
I cook name.
No. Why not? She's amazing.
You think so?
Yeah.
You want to see her live?
Yeah. I love all it. My favorite song is We Found Love in a Hopeless Place.
That's not her song.
That's not her. That's that other woman who sings. That's
Rihanna, and it was We Found Anna. Dove
okay,
in
just go on. Never
place.
Mind. Just it's go Rihanna. On. Yeah. Just go on.
But you like her.
No, Josh. Yeah, whatever. Stop shouting at me.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, there's a guy on the WeChat saying, "Hey guys, it's my first time listening to the show. Great shit. Seriously, just had a puff of weed and I'm in stitches. Two thumbs up to Casper and the crew."
Okay, wait. You. Okay, take a big puff and then you just listen, okay?
Yeah.
Just listen now.
Another puff.
Shh, shh, shh.
I bet Slim's having a good time.
Are you having a good time?
Slim, how's it going?
Bernard, I'm going to quickly stop you and we're going to continue now. I just want to ask Palesa, can we, and Duncan, can you come in, please? Can we get Alessandro on the phone? I quickly want to go, it's still gay, we go gay. Alessandro's not gay. He's as straight as a fucking pole.
Disclaimer,
in
the polls. I'm not gay either.
I want to phone him because
not you, Simba.
Because what I found an extremely interesting thing. Remember our sketch of where shall we phone him? Let's phone him on Bernard's line. Would you? Remember that sketch? You're matched. Say hello. Remember
the gay line?
That's a gay line, Anne.
Yeah.
So what happens is it's a male gay line, and then the people phone and they sort of wank and then they can talk to one another on the phone. And then it's a sex line. If you don't like the guy, you just press your hash button and you go to the next guy. All wanking.
Oh, so it's a thing in
they're all wanking in their home and then they just help each other.
Yeah. Helping hand. Helping hand.
So they're all yachs in any case. So they're a bit mollerig. And then the pranksters call in, and we had a prankster calling them and cocking and making cock with them. And then I found a sketch where this guy calls in with video game characters, and I didn't quite understand it. And I know that we've got a video game connoisseur on Cliff Central. He's usually in the Friday afternoons. He's here, so I want to phone him and just see whether he can help me. Alessandro, para Barabosa. Oh, there you are. Hello.
How you doing?
Fine, man. Hi.
Good.
So you're coming in this afternoon, eh?
Yeah, I'll be at 3:30 with Ari.
Okay. I'm glad you say Ari as well, because I say Ari. I can't say Ari.
Yeah.
It's too difficult for me. But how do you pronounce your name? Are you Alessandro?
Yeah, Alessandro.
Alessandro.
Right. Don't call my name. Alessandro.
Alessandro.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
No, that's Lady Gaga.
Oh, that's Gaga. Anne, I give up on you.
Jesus, Anne. Just fucking get with the program. Shh, Alfreda. So, Alessandro, sorry, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. We are not. We're not all there.
You're not all there.
Listen, I want to ask you a couple of characters. There is like Cicero. What is that?
Oh, well, Cicero is a character from a game called Skyrim. He was he's very weird, actually. He dresses up as a jester, but he's actually like a mass murderer.
Yeah.
He lost his mind when he killed his last victim. He was like a hitman, and his last victim was this jester. And then he lost his mind and started dressing up as this person he had killed, and basically just going around as a jester and completely losing himself to this other personality. He was also very annoying. A lot of people don't like him as a character, but I didn't mind him that much.
But do you have the possibility, do you have the, what's the Afrikaans for Engels?
Possibility.
Yeah.
The Afrikaans for Engels.
What this guy does, he plays these guys' voices. Is it from the computer program? Can you actually activate these characters to talk?
He was one character who acted as like a follower almost. So he was one of the central characters. So you would speak to him. He would be part of the story, stuff like that. So yeah, he was a pretty important character, I think.
And then there's that old. There's an old man that's got like a beard. Let me just.
So these are the people who call in. These are the people who call in and pretend they are game characters.
They use the gaming program. That's why I want to speak to Alessandro, because.
So you can make these characters say anything. So you can chat with them.
I think they press a button and then these characters
become your besties and stuff. No, that's nice, because then they keep you. So while you're playing, they can talk to you.
Yeah, well, basically, they're just characters in the game. so they contribute to the story, and you can talk to them to get facts about the story and stuff like that. So not every character is like that, but you know, in some cases you do get a select few that are like that.
And then there's this guy, Deckard Cain. Who's that?
Deckard Cain, yeah.
Who's that?
Deckard Cain, he was a main character in the Diablo franchise of games. He was just this old man who was like this wise scholar, and he'd always give you quests to do, and he'd tell you where to go next and stuff like that. So he died in the third one, unfortunately. Yeah.
Oh,
he was pretty cool.
And who's the Black Preacher? The Black Preacher.
The Black Preacher isn't exactly a character. He's from GTA. He's more like, there's a lot of Black Preachers around Grand Theft Auto. They are just like satires on, you know, normal folk in the real world that will preach the word of God constantly and will be overbearing and stuff like that. So he's a satirization of that.
And Bernie? Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on.
Yeah,
no, go on with the Black Preacher.
No, you could just find various, you know, Black Preachers around Grand Theft Auto all going crazy about religion and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then
Bernie?
Yeah, Bernie was a central character in Grand Theft Auto 4. He was a gay character who actually had your character in Grand Theft Auto 4 was Nico Bellic, and he asked Nico to help him with these people who are harassing him for being gay. So you would often go beat up like skinheads or, you know, these people that would threaten him and threaten him with violence and stuff like that. But he was also a gang member, so he was very central to the Grand Theft Auto story.
Okay, so what's happening is this guy phones into this gay line, and then he activates these characters talking. So I suppose if you don't know the video games, you'll think this is a mad person talking to you.
I think it'd be very weird, yeah. I mean, I don't even think I'd recognize it.
Well, have a listen. I'm going to say goodbye to you and thank you for your insight, because it gives us a bit of background to this. Otherwise, people don't know what the fuck's going on. So these are actual characters in video games now talking to very randy guys on the gay line. Thanks, Alessandro. See you later.
No problem.
Bye. So that, who's playing the... Wait a minute. Is that... can you turn it up a bit? Okay, thank you. So here is this gay line with the characters. Enjoy.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hey, are you there?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How can Cicero be of service?
Did you hear, Honest? It sounds like you. That guy. Hello. Wait, let me... Can I rewind this? I think so. But let me stop it. Listen, it sounds like you. Hey, listen.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hey, are you there?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
That's Honest. Hello. Was it you? Are you on the gay line?
My mic is off.
Oh, fuck.
Mic's off.
What?
How long has my mic been off? I've been talking this whole...
Oh, fuck.
I just...
44 minutes.
Yeah, we just switched you on just now.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you were opening your packages on air while I was talking to Alexandra, and I just heard... and he was trying to explain to me stuff, so I switch off your mic.
Simba has not looked up once since his box.
So he doesn't care a
iPhone goodies has arrived.
I'm not alone in this. You are part of it too.
Nothing fits my Samsung.
She was trying to force other phones' covers on her.
Bet? Well, Bet is now bit telephone line.
Who the fuck is Bet?
This Bet's bangles.
Yeah, no, but she's not. She can't talk now. Okay, shall we continue?
Just
say, do you phone? You're not. It sounds like you, but it's not you.
That's not me.
That's all I wanted to say.
I don't have a landline.
Let's continue.
Hello. How can Cicero be of service?
I want to know how big your cock is, Cicero. If you'd like to suck on a big cock.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. You got a nice big cock, Cicero. You do.
Oh, yes!
Huh? Oh, yes. Oh, let me see it.
That's like telling you about the cold of space. or terror of midnight.
Yeah? You want to terrorize my ass with that gun?
Oh, yes.
Fuck me.
With pleasure, yeah. My listener.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Stay a while and listen. I need cum. Hello.
Okay.
I need cum.
Perfect.
Have I told you about the Horodrim?
You're matched. Say hello.
Hello. What an internet.
I need a wooden shaft.
I think you need a brain transplant.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I need your help.
Yeah, I'll help you.
I need cum.
Aw, shit, I can give you some of my cum.
Excellent. What a fortunate turn of events. I thank you, friend, for coming to my aid.
Yeah.
Have I told you about the Horodrim?
No.
They were an ancient confederation of mage clans who sought to bind the three prime evils for eternity. The Horodrim are now nearly forgotten, and it appears that the bonds they wove are unraveling. Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Have you spoken to Jaren yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Be careful. 6 gems plus 1 sword transmute into a socketed longsword.
Yeah, how big is that dicky sword stick of yours, man?
You have a Horodric staff. Yes. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I want to drink that piss from your dick, man.
You astound me, my friend.
Yeah.
I need a wooden shaft.
You're matched. Say hello.
My balls, your face.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah.
What are you up to?
Suck it down.
I don't suck, dude. Do you suck?
Oh, yeah.
So where you at?
Another day?
You're stupid.
Blow it out your ass.
Sound like a faggot.
Eat shit and die.
You sound really fucking fucked up on drugs.
Oh yeah, it's ass-kicking time.
Hey, you're a weirdo.
You've got a lot of guts. Let's see what they look like. Die, you rat bastard.
You must be a child molester.
Not my babes! Not in my town!
You're matched. Say hello.
My balls, your face.
Yeah?
Oh yeah. Have a taste of my ball.
Fuck yeah, man.
Who's your daddy now?
Yeah.
Squeal, piggy. Squeal.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's up?
Yours is a life of sin.
What you talking about?
Masturbation is the 8th deadly sin.
No, not true.
The end is
coming. It's much worse. He's much worse than me. You're full of shit.
Fornicator!
You're stupid.
Not at all. No!
Yes, you are. You are a
this
stupid
is an
man.
Abomination.
I don't... You're an abomination. You're preaching.
No!
Your preaching is bullshit.
The end is coming!
You're just looking for attention.
Follow me!
Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
No! Life is hell!
You're hell. You're hell. Having to
no!
deal with you.
No! You will live waiting for hellfire!
Why don't you just shut up?
No! Hear me now! I've been sent here to save you! Let me set you free!
You're not going to be able to set me free. Only God can set me free, so go fuck yourself, preaching so loud.
It is up to you to choose the right path.
I already do choose the right path. Shut up.
I'm not messing around here. This message is important.
Shut up.
I am here to save you.
No, you're not.
I don't mind being a voice in the darkness. Repent!
I don't have any darkness, and I'm not going to repent for anything because I don't do anything. So shut the fuck up.
Repent!
I'm not going to repent for not doing anything, so shut the fuck up. Thank you.
The Gasper Radio Show.
Bernard, you were saying? Where were you in the gossip? Did you find this funny?
It was. It was hilarious.
That other guy who was actually going for it with that old man. Oh, sorry, Bernard. I mean, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that one. That was funny, eh?
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
He was really going for it.
But it's my strange dimension that...
Wat het uit?
Dat het interessant vindt. Wat hulle gaan aan asof dit actually soos in sexy is vir hulle.
Well, ja, maar daar hulle is nou jagserig. So
ja, maar hoe jags moet jy wees?
I don't know.
Ja, met deprived wees. In
I
fact.
Don't find those lines.
Melissa says, hey, Anne, you're so cool and so funny.
Melissa, stop it.
Melissa, wait, you're supposed to love me and only me.
Yeah, Simba. What's the love for
Simba? Simba, go play with your toys.
She's sharing the love.
No, this is
thank you, Melissa.
And what say Kali van Westenbroek?
Kala van der Westhuizen sê, Cassie, ek hoor Liani my of sogenaamde kak in die achtergrond. Wat gaan aan?
Dit was Lady Gaga.
Dit was Gaga.
Hallo.
Liani my.
Liani my. Liani my. Liani jou. Beel. Jesus. Okay, what in the news?
En dan het ek...
Haven't we got gay like, music on? It's just play
gay
some...
Gay music, okay.
Yeah, for the gay skinner, yeah?
Is ek aan, want ek kan myself flat nie hoor nie.
Ja, ek hoor jou.
Jy is
ek
aan. Hoor jou, jy is aan. Draai aan jou fucking knoppe daar, Bernard.
Ja, ek hoor julle allemaal.
Hoe is it? Well, you ek hoor myself say, nie. Oh, well, then you've got a medical problem.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
It's an inner ear thing.
Anyway.
Ja?
Dan is daar ook nieuws van Harry Styles.
Gaan aan. Gaan aan.
Harry Styles, hy is moes in...
Gaan weer aan.
Daar hoor ik. Ja, daar
is hy. Backstreet Boys.
Harry Styles, ek weet of het nou raarig nieuws is of... shocking is nie, maar apparently is daar rumors dat hy bisexual is.
Bisexual of bisexual?
Nee, bisexual. Seker bisexual ook.
Oh.
Maar ja, hy het 'n interview gedoen
ja?
En toe vra hulle vir hom, "Who is your perfect girlfriend?"
Ja.
Waarop hy toe antwoord,
"Ja.
Female is a good trait, but it's not important." Oh, ja, dis hulle.
Gay music.
It's Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, almost. Very close. Try again, Anne.
Yeah, it's not on a band. It's not on a band.
Yeah, it's not on a band.
It's not on a band. It's Harry Styles. It's honest. Yo, there's no Harry Styles.
So he's bisexual.
Yes, well, but let's tell a rumor that now. Yeah.
Okay, and they're coming to South Africa, eh?
Yeah, they come in February of March of April of June. I'm not sure. Nie, iewers
volgende jaar. Hier, hele jaar genoeg.
Ek weet nie.
Oh my God. Okay, so they're coming, and you wanna see them? Have you got your tickets?
Nee, ek was te laat vir kaartjies.
Oh my.
Ja, nee, ek wil bitter graag sien. Annelie deel so kaartjies uit, maar nee.
Well, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Can I
name drop?
Yeah. Keep tabs on the station. We might be able to organize tickets.
Ek sal met mense slaap, ek sweer.
No, then when you
don't go there.
Yeah, but
you understand.
You have to actually walk your place on
no. Okay. Okay. And next news?
Ja, en dan is daar, ek weet nie, ken julle die Fireman's Ball wat elke jaar is?
Klink bekend.
Ja. So hy moes 'n gay party in Joburg elke jaar. Dit was altyd met die Gay Pride. Toe Gay Pride nog Gay Pride was, Joburg Pride. En nou is dit op die 28 November die jaar. Groot moerse party en dit gaan by die Sands wees. By die Sands.
Comic Sands.
Ja. Yeah, the Sands, die club.
The Sands.
Die dis 'n baie upper class.
She's some Cape Town.
Nightclub. Ja.
Forgive Anne.
She's some Cape Town.
But anyway, die headline DJ vir dit gaan wees Pia Fitch.
The porn star.
Die porn star, ja.
What type of porn does he do?
Well, gay porn.
Oh, that's why I don't know him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Gay porn star turned DJ.
Good cover, Simba. You were like, oh, who's that guy?
I don't know who he is.
I don't know that guy.
Is a white guy? He's got a big dick. What's going on?
I don't know him. Peter Finch. Card? What?
Pierre Fitch.
Pierre Fitch.
Yeah. Sounds like a...
That's not a very sexy name.
No,
yeah.
Sounds French and something else.
The name's Peach.
And what's it?
Maar hy was genomineerd. Ik weet niet of het voor zijn porn is of voor andere acting, nie, maar hij was genomineerd voor Best Gay Actor. So I don't know if it
doesn't
was nie.
Doesn't he just have a porn shop? Isn't it?
Yeah, no, he was an actual porn star.
Have you watched his work?
I'll go through my DVDs and I don't know, maybe.
No, because you know, most of these like porn stars have something, you know, going for them. It's either like
a boyish, tween-looking guy, and that's not...
That that's is not the my type at all.
Yeah, that's all they got.
Chili, yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Except for Liam van...
Neeson.
Liam Payne.
Samba, when was your birthday?
On September the 30th.
Do you know that I have a birthday wish for you, but you weren't here?
No, I wasn't.
Samba, can I play it to you now?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Rather late than never.
It's a bit late.
I know. But this is what I prepared, and I could never play it to you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, let's quickly go to your birthday.
Happy belated birthday. When things get busy, time slips by, but birthdays never wait. So finally, when we send our greetings, they may be just a little late. But when it is someone so special that we like a lot, our thoughts are always on time. It is just our greeting that is not.
Nice, hey? Don't you like that?
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Yay!
The Casper Radio Show.
Hannes, I think you and Tinus, our next guest, must share that thing, because I don't know how otherwise we can. We've run out of mics.
Do we have a concert story today?
No.
Do we not? Do we have a sketch today?
No.
I was just thinking maybe we could switch out the mics during one of those.
Look at Samba still looking at the box.
You see, Bernard stays here now. So Tinus must come in,
okay.
And I need him to come in quite quickly.
But Tinus, you need to hold it by yourself, okay? I'm not going to hold it for you.
Why are you not going to hold it for him?
Because that's weird.
But can you and Samba stand there then? Samba, I mean,
let Tinus take Simba's mic, because Simba's still playing with the iPhone 2.
Can I do that?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Simba, step away from the box.
Yeah. Step away from the mic, Simba.
Is this because I'm the only straight guy in here?
Yes.
Probably
this is
yes.
Okay, we'll get Tinus in. So
Tinus, you're going to sit there.
Okay, and I need to line up this music here. It is like the special guest. Oh, fuck. Where's the trumpets? Yeah. No, that's not trumpets. That's not trumpets.
I don't know a trumpet sounding
No, that's not trumpets.
You hold it for a while, Simba. I can't
hold. But you're used to holding things like this.
I'm looking for my trumpets.
Fuck off.
We don't want to crash here.
And? The iPhone cover won't fit on the Samsung.
Oh, here it is. Oh, wait. And usually when we have an extra special guest, we say...
Extra special!
So first...
I didn't get that.
We said... No. Anne Hirsch is our...
Extra special!
Guest. And with Anne Hirsch, we got Tinus... from Mr. Gay South Africa, who is our...
Extra! Extra! Special!
Guest. Hello, Tinus. So, I saw you last night. Anne and I did the media launch of the Mr. Gay South Africa yesterday. It was quite fun.
It was quite fun.
It was awesome. It was awesome. You guys rocked.
Thank you.
And it was a lekker vibe.
Yeah, and I think it's with you today.
It was very, very nice. And so we introduced you because you are the new owner.
That's good.
So tell us, why have you decided to become the new owner?
I thought it's about the right time for me to get involved and create a bit of fun. I think we can need a bit more heroes there. It's funky and fun and delicious. And
the Mr. South Africa thing was a bit low radar. Huh? We needed more radar.
Yeah, so time for some action.
So what are you going to change about it?
Well, I'm here with you guys, eh? So we're having a lot of fun.
It's going to be more, is it going to be more in the public eye
now?
Yes,
it's going to very much be more visible, far more out there, and far bigger. bigger, wilder, sexier, fabulous time to celebrate life. I think it's time to just get a bit loose. And okay. have some fun. Yeah, people out there, it's far too serious. So I think it's time to get a bit of...
Because Dean is Mr. Gay World, Kudinkukuk.
Yeah.
He's the head of... he's the managing director of Mr. Gay World.
No, representing Africa and Asia.
Oh, okay. Oh. But now Mr. Gay World is actually being held in South Africa in April next year.
Yes, when I took over the business just before we went to Rome, we've put in the bid together with the Globe Flight Pink Luri Mardi Gras Festival to bring it back to South Africa, and we won the bid. So yes, it will be hosted by the Big Mountain as well as the festival end of April, beginning of May. More fun and excitement.
More fun. That's what we get. That will be the blurb. More fun.
I like that. More fun than ever before.
Oh, fantastic. So what I want you to do is, yes, make it more fun. You're an enigma, Bettinas. Where do you come from? Is jy royalty? Is jy gebore met 'n goue lepel in jou How can you afford to buy the Mr. South Africa pattern?
Because Casper, last night when we had to introduce Casper and I had to introduce Tinus on stage, and the blurb that we were given describes Tinus, his bio, his official bio is Tinus was born. He went to school, went to varsity.
Very successfully.
And then became very successful. But, little known fact, he's also an adventurer. Mm-hmm. And owns a house full of models. That was the bio.
Yeah, that's very mysterious.
It's very mysterious.
I think we're going 18.
Where's the house for models?
It's in Norway. There's actually two.
So, I don't think it's the models that you...
Oh, not those. Use,
no. Ah, yeah. You
play with your iPhone.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
It's a lot of fun.
So you got a house full of models.
That's correct. Oh, fuck me sideways
with a feather.
Wow. There's never that silence in the house. Yeah, that's right. I came up with that idea about 18 years ago.
Hang on, Dennis. I'm going to stop you right there. That is not an idea. You don't go... Ah, I know. I'm going to get a house full of models.
Yeah, that happened over a cappuccino.
What is it?
Yeah,
what is it?
It's basically all the international models that come to South Africa is staying with me. So all the model agencies using me. The Mnet Face of Africa girls used to come there. Right. So
see, there are girls there. There are girls.
So they just
said to you was coming over. Visit.
Yeah, there are girls.
So they live with you in your
house.
Yes,
so I live with them. Yeah. So all together between the houses is probably about 30 at a time.
Wow. Okay, I'm coming with you.
Yeah. What is this? Somebody's so excited.
Wait a minute.
Hello.
I don't. Yeah. So wow. Do you live in a mansion?
It's fun. It's in Africa. It's in Africa. It's beautiful.
Wow. That's interesting.
Okay, you entered the, what do you say in English? The foray.
In English?
Foray.
The foyer.
He's now into the world of
pageants. Oh, yes. Yeah. The pageant.
Mm-hmm.
Pageant.
Yes.
Pageant.
And the Mr. South Africa, it's the Gay South Africa, that's 2015 great. Will be in February.
28th of February will the finale be. And this year, making basically changes to everything. So this year it will just be a national competition. It's not based in or broken down to certain regions. It's just all over South Africa. Anybody can enter in respect of the region.
Can you start entering now?
Yep. Officially, after last night, you guys just opened it for me. So now it's time for action.
So you have to be gay?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Preferably.
But I mean, like, how do you prove he's gay?
You can give me some ideas.
But, Tinus, this is a very good question. But seriously, do you have to be gay to enter Mr. Gay South Africa?
Yes, because it's representing the gay community.
Okay, you can't Samba, sorry.
So, like, is it like an ID that gay guys have? Like, hey, I'm part of the gay association, I'm entering?
No, that's something you just decide before you enter.
Oh, okay. So, you're hoping they're honest.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where do you go to enter?
On our website, it was officially opened last night. The entry forms is there. It will also be available on Facebook, the Mr. Gay South Africa
Facebook.
But
what is it called?
www.mrgsa.
Godzilla.
Okay. So go there. Enter
all
now.
All the fabulous guys.
Okay. And what we will do is we will keep tabs on the entries as well.
Wait,
on the Casper Radio
Wait,
show.
I'm going to, with and my new keyboard, I'm going to keep tabs.
Yeah. And we will get them in as well.
Here we go again.
I mean, if Gareth Cliff
I think
gets
we're getting our first entry, guys. Quick, yeah.
My first entry
Are
didn't
you
sound like that.
Are you male?
So Gareth Cliff has got all these people, women coming in. So we can get all these men coming in on the cusp of radio.
No.
Samba.
Man, everything's like a landslide. It's a landslide game. What am I supposed to do?
Come on now.
I think you must come and visit the model us.
Yeah. Okay, can't we get lesbians? Can't we get lesbians instead?
What say, Lionel?
Richie.
I say Miss Phil Alicia. I only van Annie.
Ay, ek mis vir Alicia. Mwah. Is yeah. Anne Hirsch related to die mense van die groot winkel? Het hulle specials op toasted?
Oh, he likes you.
Oh, Lionel. I brought van Hirsch's home store.
Are you?
No, I'm not. I want
sucks.
I know it
get
sucks.
Get out. Just get out.
No, I wanted her to... I asked them if they would adopt me, but they said no.
I wonder why.
Why, Simba?
Because you try to keep forcing an iPhone cover on a Samsung. Maybe
Stop
that's why.
I can't even handle you anymore.
It's all in the typing.
Because don't you hate when you date someone and they say this to you, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. No, you just want to go, I want you, but not inside me. Because you men say silly shit, don't you? You right here, I bet you say a lot of silly shit. You have silly shit stamped all over your fucking forehead. So what's going on with you three guys? Drinking beers, touching peepees in the dark a little later on? If you do it now, I'll give you a dollar. $2.50 if it's real pretty. I'm just kidding, sir. Are you okay? You look a little pissed off, like you need to smoke a joint, take a poop, and eat some Fruit Loops. Men get uptight. Like my brother came to visit me. I live in New York City. We're walking down the street. We see two guys holding hands. He completely freaks out. Ooh, that's gross. How disgusting. I would never do that. How immoral. No, but then if you were to show him a picture of two naked women together and go, what's missing? Me. Men love the idea of watching two women together. You men just fucking love that, you know. But you hate the idea of watching two men together, which I really don't understand, that you're more threatened by two men having sex rather than the fact that two women have figured out that a man's not necessary. Sex gets better when you get older as a woman. I'll tell you that right fucking now. It's true, because when you're a young woman, you really don't know how the penis works. It's true. Like, let's say you're a young woman, you're having sex with a guy, you're on top of him, you bend the wrong way. No, makes a loud popping noise. He's all in pain. You don't know what's going on. It's like, cool, you bought me champagne. You know what I like to do? I like to play with my husband's penis. Because you know what his penis reminds me of? It reminds me of this toy I used to have when I was a kid that looked like a long vacuum cleaner hose. Do you remember that toy? And you would take one end of it and you would like swing it in the air like this. And it'd make this really cool noise like woo, 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 woo. I like to do that with my husband's penis. Of course you gotta get it going real fucking fast to make that noise. You can hear the noise but no longer see the penis. You know the little lips on the penis, you know? I like to make them talk. Oh no, Mr. Bill! My balls are doing backup. Can they rock? You have to be careful when you play with a man's penis. Am I right, ma'am? That's right. You ever whack your husband's penis? Just whack, just... And then go, I didn't think it would hurt. Sometimes if you're a woman, you're having sex with a guy, you're just going to act like you're having sex with a guy, and the man will always stop and go like this. Don't move. It's a cue for us women to go, come on, come on, mama wants a brand new car.
The Casper Radio.
So, was that funny?
It was funny. Who was that?
That's what Christopher Hamilton also wants to know. He says, who's the comedian in the clip we just played?
Sheila Kay. Sheila Kay.
Sheila Kay.
Yeah, she's quite funny.
She is quite funny.
Yeah. Sheila Kay. And I edited it together. It's not it's not the actual track how it sounds. I put the bass bits together. You don't have to listen to the rest. It's cuck. But this is funny. So this morning, we apparently Gareth talked about us. I didn't hear that because I was out with the dogs who are here in the studio. Hello, King. Oh, hello, Frida.
They are
so docile, eh?
What do you say?
Well, I gave them some pills. Yeah, aren't they on Valium? Yeah.
What did Gareth say about us?
I don't know. Let's have a listen. Because I asked Duncan to bring it here. So here is what he said.
This is a problem. Oh, hang on. I'm so excited.
This is Gareth.
Just wait a second. The Casper Radio Show with Casper DeFree. Today will be a predominantly super duper, glittering, pumping, ginormous, gay episode. Filled with happy, fluttering, fabulousness. Oh, don't you love it, my Marley?
Yes, darling.
Be still my camp heart. Not only with Bernard. Come and skier and skimmer, but we'll also be dishing out the new Mr. Gay South Africa pageant, which launched last night, and our extra special, delicious, delightful, delivery guest imported from Cape Town, that's Anne Hirsch. She'll be the sweet-ass cherry on top of our jazz hands cake.
Oh, isn't that great?
That was very funny.
Thank you, Gareth.
Thank you, Gareth. I love it when he speaks gay.
He's standing outside there now.
It's a bit like Godfrey Gilbert going gay.
But it's awesome, amazing smile. That the straight Owens doing gay better as gay Owens.
Mm-hmm. It's always like that. I don't know what's going on. They also do the straight sex from on gay is better. I'm talking cuck. We're going to learn some gay lingo before we launch into games. Monet likes you, Anne. He says you must stay.
Thank you, Monet.
Remember, you can chat. We are keeping tabs here on WeChat. You can, what the fuck is it? SMS, no?
No, WeChat.
WeChat.
Make it a verb, WeChat.
Yeah, or Twitter. Twitter, that's the word.
Well, tweet us, yeah.
The blowful key.
The powerful blue bird.
Mm-hmm. You can't phone anymore because we're full. We're full up here. We're actually sharing. Simba, can
I must
someone?
Be Anne.
Simba's full with his iPhone.
I'm tweeting here. I'm working, girl. I left the presents alone.
He's a working girl.
Can someone please take a picture of Simba and Hannes at the mic and we can tweet it because it's funny. They're sharing the mic like backup vocals.
Yeah,
very funny.
I can't. Low battery.
Oh, that's a Samsung, huh?
Yeah,
Okay. Meanwhile, listen to this, people. This is lingo we have to learn, especially you, Simba.
What are we learning today?
Well, gay lingo.
Have you ever felt like the way you speak was just not hacking it for you? Feel like the way you speak is really boring? Well, you can now start talking like a fabulous gay boy, FGB. Well, here are some tips on how to start speaking like an FGB. You really want to slow down the tempo of anything that you say. You also want to include really trendy slang. Usually they're words that have been cut out. It is so hot outside and I just want a bevy. That is so adorbs. That bag is so expensive. Let's go to Target. I'm ready to put accents on things like Target and tell people that you're going to Target today. Hey girl. Please feel free to call people girl and add hey. You gotta dip in the hey. You also really want to concentrate on the consonants and draw out all of your vowels. When we went to the gay club and my hubby was there all up in his shirtless nesses and his mambubulars were like, It's like, oh my god, let me just hump your behind and grab your crotchers.
cannot be stoic when you're FGBing it up. You must always be active. Use a lot of eyebrows and blinking and looking around. You gotta use a lot of hand gestures and just like, ooh, and your body's gotta like go around, your head's gotta wobble wibble. Stuff like that. You can't be like, oh my god, girl, that is such a ridiculous outfit that you're wearing. Those shoes are so cool. Also, you must be healthily opinionated. Either very extremely positive or very extremely negative. Like, those shoes are so cute on you. The red and the purple combined with the brownness of your skin tone just totally works. Or, did you see the way that guy was checking out your boobies? That was so rude. He's such a fucking creeper. Oh, that's one thing. You know what's really fun is you can add Z's or ickles on the end of words. Any word, really, and instantly sound quite gay. Like, oh my god, Z's. What a cute mansicle. So now that you're an expert in speaking like an FGB, we can now start reading fun, scholarly, erudite texts in a really awesome accent.
So what I want you to do, Anne, is I've brought you a copy of Dan Brown's Deception Point, which I found very disappointing.
Deceptive.
No, just disappointing.
Oh.
He always writes in the same style, but because of Da Vinci Code, we started with that, and then we went back, every one of us, and read all the Dan Brown's from his beginning.
Oh, the previous ones.
Oh, yeah, that's all tight and fucking someone is not who he is, and then that's always like the same formula. So I think he found his niche in the Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons, but this one is so boring. But well, that was the culture for today. Let me just put the culture sting on so we know we've done that.
Gasper's Radio Show. Culture.
So now I want you what this lady said.
Yes.
Is it called and make it gay? Will you read from the Deception Point?
Yes.
I'm going to play you some just normal music.
Okay.
And then you read it gay for us. Okay.
Okay. Like she explained. Okay.
Yeah, but wait. I'll just get some music. No. What? That's wait. Wait. No. Fuck off. Oh, Jesus. Wait. I've got. Yeah. Okay. Go.
The aerial view currently being transmitted to the Delta Force by the microbot circling inside the habosphere look like something that would win an avant-garde film contest. The dim lighting, the glistening extraction hole, and the well-dressed Asian lying on the ice, his camel hair coat splayed around him like enormous wings.
Okay, that's it.
How is that?
No, it's not that
funny. Is it not funny?
No, it's not that funny.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah. No, I thought it's going to be funny.
Yeah, sorry. I tried, Gasper. I tried really hard.
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
It's the material.
I'm sweating. But
I just thought you were more talented.
I blame Dan Brown.
There's hope for next.
You know?
Or maybe I just brought the wrong book, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. It's, it had nothing to do with my because performance, this is, right?
We're going to cut this out of the podcast. It's so boring.
Yeah, it was the next page.
Wow.
This is really awkward. Oh, my gosh. I'm really sorry.
You can't even go back to Cape Town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got a very ardent fan of the show, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Adrian.
Yeah.
And he's been calling us in every week.
Okay.
So much so that I've actually alerted the police. And, no, I'm joking. Adrian. And Adrian had a bit of gay news.
Yes.
Which I said to him, I'll put that away until Bernard comes with Skier and Skinner. So I want you all to listen to what Adrian says and see whether he is a psychopath.
Okay.
Or whether he's normal. Okay. Is this, remember, he's gay as well. So we gay people are a bit jealous.
Okay.
No, you weet?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you see someone that's handsome, you can't help but like yesterday, Mr. South Africa, Mr. Gay South Africa was there. I thought he was very handsome.
Badner de Waal. He's the current.
I had a semi erection.
Okay.
I did.
Silence.
Yeah. I thought he was handsome. So,
but what?
No, so you see, that's what happened. Okay, so listen.
Well, dan wil ek nou 'n bietjie gepraat het oor die guys in die baai.
Wel,
die mense, of die meeste van hulle, gaan dit oor geld en karre en huise. Okay, ek verstaan, 'n mens wil werk en iewers kom in die lewe goed vir jou, maar dit beteken nie jy moet neerkyk op ander mense nie. Ek bedoel, come the fuck on. Ek het net just letterlik een ware vriend en sy naam is Connie. Hy is die coolste fucking bitch ooit, op twee bene, en weet, daar is dit, hy is nog enigste wat nie my man se broek probeer klim het nie, wat uitstekend is.
Jy sien wat ek bedoel.
Maar my God is altyd op, glo vir my.
Sy God.
Nou, wat my afgepis het, weet, is, ons het, ek het soos letterlik, toe Pieter begin gym met my man, begin gym met, het ek soos, het ons letterlik soos een vir een vriend begin verloor. Want, Pieter is nog altyd my hart, hy is soos my man, ek lief vir hom, hy is vir my mooi, maar toe begin gym, dis is het, ek fucking permanent het onder sy borslapie dra. En, in elk geval, so dit het vir my erger geraak, en ek het meer, hoe kan ek sê, jaloers geraak op die mense wat fucking om hom is, en goed, so ek is bietjie psycho, julle. So julle praat en bietjie psycho, van die baai. In elk geval, so toe, ek het uitgevind dat sekere mense, sekere dinge wou uitvang met my man, en toe het ek hulle in hulle poes gevoek, en, dat sy, tralalala, daar gaat ons aan. So, dit was my baie skrikwekkend om te weet dat mens vriende gehad het, maar net om in jou fokke manse broek in te klim. Ek bedoel, ek en my man is nou al vir hoe lang? Ek dink ons is nou 'n jaar en 8 maande getroud, fokke gelukkig getroud, glo jy vir my. Ons is baie gelukkig, daar is niks anders wat ek wil in my lewe nie. Hy is die beste ding wat my ooit gebeur het, en mens kan nie eers na donderse gay club in die baai toe gaan nie. Dis is 'n klomp bliks van sy hyenas wat nog nooit kos gesien het of kos gehad het nie. Dan val hulle, as is letterlik allemaal boop jou. En die ergste van alles is dan, is dat, jy weet, as al soos baie mense in die klap is, dan is al so teen mekaar en stuif, en dan lyk het asof jy aanlee, maar dit, kan ek nie my fucking voet daarop neersit, of ek kan nou nie, weet, ek kan nou nie seker sê wat aangaan nie. Dan elke keer is iemand verby, miskien en ek kom naby, en dan sê ek vir hom in sy oor, wat het fok, het hy nou gevat, het hy nou gevat? En dan sê hy vir my, nee, hy het nie, relax. En hy weet, ek is soos 'n klein bit boela maat, ek fok die ding op wat jags is. Toe het ons letterlik, ek dink is soos 'n half uur in die plek gewees, en toe sê ek skoon, toe moes ek donders wil suikerwater drink, wat so die poes in was ek, toe ek al uitstap. Want ek wil kan nie glo, hoe die moer kan moffies, nie die mans in mekaar sy mans uitloos nie. Toe ek dra een ring, wat fok in, lewensgroot is, dat mense kan sien, en mense is volkens getrouwd. Ek wil, that's the reason, hoekom jy bliksens een ring dra, hallo, maar in elk geval duidelik wie die baie donder se hoer in dit neem. Dan wil ek ook net sê, dit is eintlik net guys nie, want nou is versekerlik, jagsin oorige vrouwens ook, wat ek definitief op hulle plek sit, en dit is vooral by hierdie oorige spar in hierdie area waar ons bly, as ek, so bijvoorbeeld, ons rij nou en ons stop nou daar, en dan kom Pieter, en dan gaan even in, want ek wil nie my pikinies in die kaart los nie. En, dan gaan hy in, en dan sit hy lang van een rokke bevolk, en ek wil dan voel het my, ek wonder in wie die volk trek om letterlik uit met hulle oe. Dan sit soos, letterlik, pikies te lang van, volgens my, dan move ek al in. En dan is letterlik soos, daar is soos een klomp fokken slakke. Jy sien nie die snotsluimerige strepe op die fokken vloere. En dit is soos, hek, jy weet, hulle ken die Adrian Beach kyk. Dit, ek kyk julle so, dit is asof ek fokken, dit is soos hy, die oozie van hy, wat hy ou geskiet het, ek sal jou bliksels wel aanrand, maat. Weet, fokken kyk grond toe, man. Nee, dit is bietjie te erg, maar in elk geval. Dus ek voel net baie lief vir my man, want ek is baie lief vir hom en ek hier om vir hom, en hy is soos die beste ding ooit. En ek maak enige blikse man, soos net terug fucking frak, wat daar wil kom.
You see, so let's discuss.
No. I think he is the best thing in the world. Ever.
What are you, Adrian?
Ja, ek dink, al hoe mens gaan weet of hy rarig psycho is as mens 'n foto van Pieter sien.
Yeah. Dis is 'n goeie punt. Dis is 'n goeie punt.
We got pictures of Pieter.
Oh, no, my wife.
Ja, we don't. I'll show you now. But no, they're good friends with the show.
Want as Pieter 'n Griekse god is, gaan ek ook klouses kak in hom.
Met
Well, as ek sy man was, but like now.
Ja, pas op wat jy nou sê. Ek kan nie
tweede trap nie.
Maar bro, het jy gesê Klaus is kak?
Aan 'n wolkombers.
Of gom, het jy gom gesê?
Gom.
So, no, but he's got a point. I mean, sometimes, hey, you don't like people looking at your man?
Ja, maar...
What did he say?
Mense, as jy mooi is, gaan mense kyk.
Translate. So, Simba, what he was saying, that he doesn't like it when other men and some women at the spa, especially at the spa, if they look at his man. And he gets very upset about it. And sometimes when he's waiting in the car with his Pekingese dog, he'll go in to the spa.
Just to double check.
To go and make sure those snails of women with their snail trails are careful around him.
What's he worried about? He sounds insecure. There are some trust issues right there.
I think he and Peter should see a counselor.
That's scary, man. Someone's going to get killed there.
I would love to hear from Peter.
Yeah. Peter, can you phone us? No, you can't. Because we're full. We're fucking full. You can't phone us. It's Peter, WeChat us.
Roof is already saying Adrian Klink cute, by the way.
But it's a cat fight because he says what?
Fuck Adrian, ek is julle grootste fan.
Okay, so last night, one of the highlights was this incredible woman called Toya DeLazy.
She is incredible.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you don't know her, she had this song. That was a while back.
I love it. She's one of my favorite South African musicians.
And she was so stunning. And you said that she is very down to earth.
She's very nice. She's really nice. I interviewed her on my radio show. And she's very, very nice. And very talented. And not, despite her name, she's not lazy. She's hardworking.
Your radio show, Anne, you got the Anne Hirsch radio show. I was on that, and I so much enjoyed it thoroughly. And then you also got the Anne Hirsch show on YouTube, which is very funny.
Which you were also on.
Yes.
Now, and you can go and watch that on www.annehirsch.co.za.
You must go
like, click, and watch. Subscribe to our YouTube page.
Now, of all the people you have done on the first video show, the YouTube show, I mean, you've done everyone. It's like
Yes.
It's from Helen Ziller through.
We've had Gareth on the show. Yeah. He made out with me on the show.
Yeah, he kissed you.
He kissed me.
And it looked like he's a good kisser.
He's a very good kisser. He's got incredibly soft lips.
Okay.
Incredibly soft. So that was a highlight. We did you on the show, and you and I did a lot of
we had
a lot of little inserts.
Tell me, that guy from the DA, is he really that
Tom
pretty?
Harris. Tom Harris is incredibly pretty.
Yes, he's pretty.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, because sometimes when you see a guy on camera, he is not that pretty.
No,
in
he's
real
like
life.
He is the prettiest person I've ever seen. Yes. It's intimidating.
Do you think Helen Ziller is jealous of him because he's like disappeared?
Yeah, would he?
I mean, he's one. He came to the fore. Everyone.
He now works for the city of Cape Town, I think. He's not in the DA anymore. He's not a.
Why? Why did she get him out of there?
Well, he did my show, and then a few days later,
she fired him.
She was done.
Helen, don't do that. You're losing the gay male vote. He's very pretty.
He is beautiful.
And what was your? No, don't say me because. But what was your highlight?
You?
No, don't say me.
But you're waving with your hand and saying, "I'm gonna say you."
I know. You must say it.
Okay.
Say me.
You, obviously, and Gareth.
Okay. And after that.
And after that, I did enjoy doing. Ek het trompoppies gedoen saam met Helen.
Oh,
drum majorist. Yeah, we also twerked. That was her idea.
Oh, so is she quite fun?
Yes,
I didn't know her.
She was a lot of fun.
Oh,
yeah,
I've never met her.
And we did trompeties. And then, of course, another highlight was playing 30 Seconds with Mark Lottring.
Oh, yes. Oh, we went to see Mark Lottering now this
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wasn't it a fantastic show?
It was great.
Funniest ever.
Oh, it's his one-man show?
Yes.
Yeah, it's your captain speaking.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But can I just say something? And that is that afterwards we waited and waited for him because it's good manners. Mm-hmm. I told my people. The whole radio show was there. And I said, we wait and we say hello to him. And then he didn't appear. And then I wrote a WhatsApp and said, Mark, waar de fok was jy? Ek het van my mense gesê, goeie maniere, en nou fok jy off. And then he wrote back, I'm so, so sorry, but my dog died just before the show.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why
he
left.
Wow, but he's such a professional then.
Yes.
Because you couldn't see anything in that show. I mean.
No, you couldn't. He just left very quickly. He bowed once and fucked off. But remember, he talked about his dog in the show.
Yes.
And I think that's something that was not pre-planned. He was like, oh, here comes the, oh my God, it's the section about my dog. And so he quickly had to rush through that because he didn't say.
Mark.
Shame. But thank you, Mark. It was very, very funny. So Mark Lottering played 30 seconds. So we can also play 30 seconds.
Can we?
Yeah, I've got the 30 seconds here.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. We can play. So what we're going to do, okay. What we're going to do is we're going to team up.
Okay.
It will be Anne and I.
Okay.
No.
Wait, let me explain to you. It's Anne and I. Then it's Bernard and Tinas and Simba and Hannes. The winners go through to the next round, and then we got a winner. Okay.
Okay.
So do
how
you
are we
know?
Gonna play? We gotta hold this limp.
Tinas will help you. Tinas will hold it.
Tinas will hold when it's your turn.
Okay. So what you do is I'm gonna start. Anne and I will show you. We start. If she gets it right, I say yes, that's we can move on. If she gets it not right, I say no, that's all. And then we move. I've got 30 seconds here of time that we're going to play. And when it's over, it will stop us, so we will know. Are we all...
got it.
Okay, but I must look. Where is my... Where's the time?
I have one as well.
No, that's not the time thing.
Oh, come on. Can we talk?
No, that's Joan Rivers.
I have one with a buzzer at the end.
But 30 seconds.
Yep, exactly, 30 seconds.
Have you got a 30 seconds one?
Yep.
Oh, I've got one as well. But is it just going to go tick, 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 play yours? No, fuck.
Yeah, no,
play that as well.
That's nice.
Play that as well. That's nice.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
nice.
I'll play mine is like this.
No, yours is worse.
No, that's stressful.
No, yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not an alpha.
I really feel stressed.
I like. Oh, we're doing both now. Okay.
Okay, so you. Okay, stop the clock. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. And you must tell me when we're finished, eh? So I can press this button. Yes. Okay. Television show from England.
Faulty Towers.
A quiz show.
QI.
No.
He
asks a question.
From BBC.
Can I find a friend?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah, okay, we can start again. No, as we start
yeah,
again.
Okay, we need to start again. We weren't ready.
No, that is it.
No, he wasn't ready.
We were just not
that
ready.
Was very confusing with the time.
I'm back. I'm back. You know it. You know I'm back.
Okay.
No, you guys are cheating now.
No.
I was just out of my gig because I had to multitask.
You too.
And
no.
Alliance.
Go.
Cartoon characters.
Tintin. Garfield.
Two Mouses.
Tom and Jerry.
Yes. The headline city of Israel.
Zora Live. Next one.
You put it in the car or you wear it. It's like a jean.
Denim.
You put it in the car?
Jeans.
No,
petrol. Diesel.
Oh, man.
Or you wear it.
What?
No. Okay, we must start again. Listen. This is how it works. You can't interrupt us because then we have
Jerusalem.
To start again. I knew that. But there were.
And all these excuses.
Okay,
where do you come from?
No, shush. It's our turn.
Okay, one, two.
It's Caspar and Anne. Go.
Okay. She has seven dwarfs.
Snow White.
Yeah. It's the biggest animal in the sea.
Simba.
This is in Afrikaans. It's a groot, hy is in die see. Wat se dier is dit?
Poseidon.
Nee man, dis
Loch Ness.
Nee, dit is nie, dit is 'n werklik, it's a real animal.
A whale.
Ja, en dis 'n pot. Okay, nee, ons gaan met oor begin.
Portland
whale. Ons
kan nie die hele tyd oor begin nie.
YouTube.
Nee, man, sorry, it was confusing going from Afrikaans to English.
Stop the clock. I can't.
Okay, sorry.
Afrikaans.
I'm sorry.
And this alliance.
Go!
Okay. Not BMW, the other German car.
Mercedes.
Yes. Blame it on the...
Boogie!
Okay.
That was wrong. That was so wrong.
The family, the yellow family, Bart, Marge,
Simpsons,
and the dad of that family,
Homer.
The ABBA song, na 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 na.
Money, money, money.
Yes, we got them all. We win.
Oh, yeah. No,
after cheating,
no, we got all five
and
rides.
Restarting and restarting.
We won.
Don't
okay.
be a bad sportsman.
It's Bernard and
okay,
Tina.
So we got five rides.
Next. Okay, are you ready, Tina?
Mure, 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 mure.
And go.
Wacht, hier is jullie kaartje. Jullie het so baie gepraat, jullie alle kaartjes.
Okay, stop, stop, okay, stop, stop.
Ons moet weer begin.
He needs to gather himself.
Okay, this is the last time you can start over, because actually that's not...
One, two...
We're learning quickly, yeah.
Go.
Famous singer...
Diana Ross.
That died from a lot of fun. She used to sing... Whitney. That's it. In New York, there's this amazing high building.
Empire State.
That's it. What country are we living?
South Africa.
And which guys defend us? Defending us, our country?
Fuck, niemand.
Pretend.
Scorpions.
Ah,
I mean,
that's time.
The Navy.
Okay, that was Pusa. Now we turn around. Bernard, now you ask him. Are you ready?
Any card, then.
One.
Four.
And go. Go.
Adam and Eva was there.
Eden.
Yes. Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? We sing it.
Goodness.
Anyway.
Yeah, obviously.
There's a beer. There's nie.
Also.
Nia.
Also.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We just got a light.
Fucking. This the okay. World Cup, but there's nie rugby nie.
Soccer.
Nia.
Tennis?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. Casper?
What?
I'm sorry. Can I get that card, please?
Anne.
Okay. He said Eden, but actually on the card it says the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
And you said the World Cup, and it says the answer here is the Cricket World Cup. So you're not allowed to say that. So I'm sorry.
So let's just go back to your little card where you said blame it on the what, and Casper said boogie, and what was actually on the card?
Boogie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's no need to shout. It's no. But so I just want to say that I don't...
Okay, it's Simba and Hannes.
We're cheating as well. I mean, we've seen. You guys have set the bar pretty high.
Practice makes better.
Are you going to use Hannes' mind?
Give me your clock. I will play the clock.
And are you ready? Where's the clock?
Wait. I need to get
the card. Okay, and go.
Wait. How do you have the card, man? You watch it and you pay for it in South Africa.
SABC.
No.
Six.
Television licenses.
The other one. You're on the right track. The first one.
DSTV.
Yes. Okay. We spoke about it. It's a pageant.
Miss Congeniality.
And next one.
Miss South Africa.
No.
Miss Universe.
Yes.
Closer to
it's
the
a mountain in America, and it runs from North to South America.
The Andes.
Yes.
It's pathetic. Yeah. Pathetic.
I had to kneel down. I mean, come on. I never
pathetic.
Do that.
Simba really got competitive. I've never seen him like that.
It was like when the iPhone box was open.
He was
all over again. This is very exciting.
He was jumping around like a mad chicken now.
Okay, can we
my
do it again?
God.
My back threw out.
You only get one chance.
But I haven't seen Simba. Just quickly.
Just start over.
We need to do it again.
No, sorry. No, we don't have actually done
honest?
Any time.
Honest?
What?
No.
And
no, we don't have time.
Shh. And go.
No, man. Someone put the wrong card in there.
Okay.
Michael's sister.
Janet.
Yes.
Go to the mic, Simba.
Janet.
They make electronics, not Panasonic, not...
Sony.
Yes. He was a philosopher. He had a weird name, a Greek name.
Oh.
Never mind.
Yeah.
There's this Afrikaans Oki that you won't know anything about. Also, he had a little gang. There was a story of it on TV way back when.
That guy from Avia.
Well, close. Very close. But Trompie.
I think you've won. You two have won.
Casper?
Yes.
We didn't cheat.
You could see Anne's face.
We don't that didn't cheat.
Just a sudden Anne realization cheats. That she's no. lost.
The winner of the 30 seconds is... Casper and Anne.
Yeah!
I just want to say something.
Vile.
Yay! Yay!
Please contain yourself.
And my dog.
I just want to say something.
Yeah?
These results are exactly the same as the ones in Zimbabwe when the elections happened.
And you should know, yeah.
I just want to say.
I understand you, Joburg.
And don't never run like this.
Sorry.
Okay? Because
sorry.
My dogs will attack you. They've been trained.
Please, run like that again.
I got a bit.
Yeah, they will attack.
Stop it. It was, sorry, that was quite frightening.
We've got a segment on the show where it's like general knowledge, which we're going to play now.
Okay.
I just want to go back because I've forgotten that we have spoken about Toya, the lazy, and then... And I must play a bit of a music.
Are you going to play a new song, Forbidden Fruit?
She's got a new CD out called Ascension.
Ascension.
Ascension. Why do you show like the Nazi
like Hitler? Yeah.
No, I just, it's one of those words where you should, when you say it, you also want
to
show it.
Yeah. Ascension.
Ascension.
And one of the songs is Forbidden Fruit. She sang it last night. It's fucking
amazing.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Awesome, and the music video is also awesome.
It's lovely.
What should I do? I'm cut in two. I love forbidden fruit. Yeah. What should I do? What should I do? I'm cut in two. Love forbidden fruit. Love forbidden fruit. What about
so that's all we can play now.
That's amazing.
We haven't
I
got time.
That.
It's such a bumper show.
Go.
Boy. Yeah. Mm. Yes, she's angry then. I love her. We'll get her into the show as well.
You must.
She was, apparently she was on the Clip Central already, but I will get her.
Okay.
Well, that's enough now. So, what was that? Okay, so now it's time for Amusing Muse. It's the very difficult general knowledge.
Okay.
So get ready.
So now, are we in teams again?
No, we're not.
So this is not a competitive round. Yeah. But then what's the point?
No, it's very, very, very competitive.
Okay, so we're on our own.
Very competitive.
But there is a winner.
I always win.
Sometime.
Today.
I win.
What you've got to understand about life and is that you're always a winner. Hey?
Okay.
That's what losers say.
Okay. So we must just remember that.
Okay.
So here we go.
Okay, I'm ready. I've got my notebook.
That's right, everybody, boys and girls, brothers and sisters. It's the Amusing News, where you learn something new every day here on the Casper Rasper radio fucking show. I said Rasper, but that was my old TV show.
Okay, the Casper Rasper show. I love it.
Let's just do it again. That's right, boys and girls. Here we are with Amusing News on the Casper radio show, where you learn something new every day. So, here we go. I've got some questions.
Okay.
What is the Proteus syndrome? What is the Proteus syndrome?
Proteus, P-R-O-T-E-A-S.
Not a spelling bee.
E-U-S.
E-U-S.
Proteus syndrome. That's old, but it's fucking wrong.
Proteus. So that must be from the Latin Proteus, Proteus, Proteus.
Okay, I'm going to give you a clue.
Elephant.
Yes.
And
oh.
It's when the elephant has too many proteas and it gets sick.
It's
this is how mensen groei skry.
It's a nose. It's
a on bad nose.
Elephant man.
Elephantitis.
A movie van hom.
Say that word weer.
Elephantitis. Elephant man.
Yes. But it's Bernard's point. You
not yours, loser.
He wasn't going to say it. I said it,
Casper. You stole it from me.
I didn't.
You stole it from me.
But who's the person that's... Okay, there's a lot of cheating happening here.
You vile
woman. The information is that Bradley Cooper is playing the Elephant Man on Broadway.
Oh.
And the Elephant Man had Proteus disease. So now we learn something. Okay. This show, we learn.
We learn, not cheat. Learn.
Who is Yulin Hufke? Who is Yulin Hufke?
Bless you.
Yulin Hufke. Yulin Hufke.
This is a name you will not know. So you will never get the answer to this question.
That's a fool.
Who is he?
Okay. Hint. She. Hint. She, hint. To begin with.
Yeah, she. Give us a hint.
Remember this name. Yulin Hufke. She's a Cape Town girl. You know
I know.
She,
I know.
What?
She sang the song in Berlin. Okay.
No. In Berlin.
At the TEDx, there's that girl who sang the song. She's from Cape Town at the Berlin TEDx, and it's a video that's been going around.
Yulin Hufke is a South African girl who's proudly... who is proudly doing the makeup on The Walking Dead.
Wow. And she's from Cape Town.
Yeah. I tweeted her this week. I said, are you from Cape Town? She says, I'm from Cape Town. I said, are we so proud of you?
Wow, good.
Making
wow.
people look that good.
How did you find that out?
I'm always playing with my little bluebird.
The powerful bluebird.
Okay, here's a clue. Okay, watch this.
Luciano Pavarotti.
No, man, wait. He's not dead.
Oh, yeah, dead.
It's not about a singer. It's not about a singer. It's about the genres, opera, but listen. Yes, put it in my asshole. Yes, it's good. Oh, I love you. Can you sing The Wife?
Okay.
Hello, wife.
Hello, husband.
I'm sorry, but I am gazy. I like the penisicle. I like to suck the lollipop. Look, here's my boyfriend. We go up a mountain and fuck each other in the tent.
Brokeback Mountain?
They made an opera of Brokeback Mountain.
Wow.
Yeah. And it had its premiere in Germany.
Wow.
I don't know, but I suppose that's how it will
any
go.
Reviews?
Eh?
Any reviews?
Is it
good?
They said, like the main character, the audience was fucked.
but is it, because you don't often get operas set in now times, don't you?
Yeah.
They're all kind of set in the back in the day.
Yeah,
so they're wearing their check shirts and singing opera.
Apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very
and I don't know what themes they would like. Sucking the cock aria or but it's very interesting. Who got married this week? Who got married? He looks like he's got elephantitis, but he hasn't. He's a very good actor. And he's
South African American.
No, British. And his surname sounds like a thing you put around your waist.
Wow. Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's right. Whoa.
10 out of 10.
Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's actually too loud.
Where did I go?
It's actually too loud. It's disturbing.
Them off.
Because I keep playing.
Very good. Okay, Tinus, jy is maar fucking stillerig daar.
Nee, ek geniet dit vreeslik.
Okay.
It's just having a good time though.
What is Wi-Fi? What is Wi-Fi?
What?
Wi-Fi.
Yeah. In which language?
Oh.
In South African.
No. Japanese.
No. No.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
That's
Flams.
Yeah.
If you can't read. France.
Bernard, nice.
Flarig.
There's well, actually Dutch, but Flemish.
Okay.
Flemish. Flemish is gay Flemish. Flemish. No, they, in Holland, in Dutch, they say for wifi, which I find fucking irritating. Whose middle finger is in Florence? Wow. Whose middle finger is in Florence?
Inside Florence.
Inside.
Florence from down the street. That'll be George.
Not that Florence.
Whose middle finger is in Florence?
At the museum in Florence.
Oh.
Oh. Someone a historical figure. Hitler.
He's showing it to the Pope. He's showing it to the Pope. He's showing it to the Pope. Who would that be?
Wow.
Who's showing a middle finger to
Richard Dawkins.
No, but he's still alive, for fuck's sake.
He cut his middle finger off.
While he's alive?
The Americans keep doing it with torches.
No, man, it's Galileo Galilei. Galileo Galilei's middle finger is in Florence. Who's Alexa? Who's Alexa?
Damon's daughter.
No, who's Alexa?
Alexa.
Okay. And here's a question that goes with that. Who is Cortana? Who is Cortana?
Are you going to give us a clue on that one?
Yeah.
I feel you should. I feel you should give us a clue. Okay. No, you just look. You're just sitting
there. Pulled out
phone.
His iPhone. You know what that is, Anne? iPhone.
Oh my gosh! I'm actually. I cannot deal with you anymore.
How can I get Siri to go?
Oh no!
Press and hold the menu.
Press and hold the button. Home button.
Siri, who is Cortana?
All right. Here's what I got.
Yeah,
you must read it now.
He's got a disease now. He did a web search.
Here's what I got. Herpes.
Serious herpes.
That says it's a fictional, artificially intelligent character in a video game series.
Cortana and Alexi.
Yeah, but it's not what I wanted to know, Siri. Fuck off. No, I'll tell you what it is. Siri? No, it's too late, my darling. Don't you come now with your apple waving about. I know Tim Cook is gay, but it's too late now.
Hey, the Russians are crazy, huh?
You know that the apple guy is gay, huh?
Yeah.
Apples.
A few of them.
Cortana is the Microsoft Siri. So you will go, Cortana.
It's a stupid name.
I know, it's a puss name.
Oh, on the smartphones, on the Microsoft smartphones.
But
who's Alexa then?
Okay, so figure that out.
The
BlackBerry.
No, but you're on the right path.
Nokia, LG.
You and your LG.
Sony.
Oh, wait, Windows Phone, XTC.
We talked about them.
Samsung.
They're very, very, very popular shopping site.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Shopping site. Forests in New
Kalahari.
No, man.
Amazon.
Check it.
That's
Amazon, and you get 3 points and a strike. Yes. Amazon has got a new device. Listen to this. This is so tomorrow. It's a thing called the Echo. It's a tube. It looks a bit like a dildo, but I don't think it's small enough. Now, you put Echo down in your house, and like a Siri or a Cortana, now you talk to Alexa, and you say to her, play me this music from my Amazon library, and she will play it.
Wow.
You say, I want to buy... I want to buy that song. So you put on Amazon's playing automatic music, whatever. I want to buy that song. She buys it for you. It will wake you up. Everything. Alexa is the way to go. Everyone will know. Siri, Cortana.
Alexa doesn't have a screen. So there's no interaction. It's just a voice.
It looks like, what's those chips you get? That's in the tube.
Pringle.
It looks like a Pringle tube, and it's got like a very nice futuristic blue cover that lights up when it's on.
Yeah.
So it's basically just a PA.
Huh? This is a PA. I want one as well.
iPhone.
Huh? Yeah, just get an iPhone.
I can't even listen to those two anymore.
Okay, now we're going to play Charade and...
I can't deal.
And will you charade Simba?
Okay.
How do you play this?
I'll explain to you. I will act
slowly.
And this means movie.
Oh yes.
Okay, go.
I think I've got
three words.
First word.
Dead.
Second word.
Book.
Page.
Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society.
Yes. Wow. Simba didn't get it, though. Simba didn't get it.
I did ask how do you play it.
One more.
Okay.
I think four words.
One.
First one. Movie.
Second.
Crying.
The Crying Game.
Crying in the Rain.
Three.
Cold.
Crying hard.
Crime hard.
Crying hard.
Wanted. Wanted.
Fourth word.
A big
curtains.
That's a heart.
It's a big square.
Cry the beloved country.
Yes!
Fucking sad for that.
No. That was a heart.
So South African.
That was a heart.
It was a... Oh, my gosh.
No, but the first two you did very well, I must say.
I can't even know.
Casper is speechless.
Stuff poopies from TH. So this is quite an interesting question. A long, long time ago, someone released a single that became a gay anthem. The A-side of this single was Substitute, the song that we know from Clout. I'll be your substitute. Ooh, that one. And the B-side was this song. What is, if you spurned by your lover, what is that nice gay anthem that you sing?
I know this one.
Survivor.
Yeah. I Will Survive.
That's right. It was released as a B-side to Substitute a cover version of the Clout song.
Wow.
And then through the gay lines, the gay hotlines, it became this cult hit. And it became I Will Survive. And that's our Stof Poopy, I said it in English Afrikaans. There's a blast from the past. We call it an Afrikaans Stof Poopy because we want to create Afrikaans words so that Potchefstroom University will listen to this fucking show as well. It's at the door, Potch.
Mure.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, thinking I couldn't live without you by my side. And after spending nights thinking how you did me wrong, I grew strong and I learned how to get along. Now you're back from outer space and I find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock or made you leave your key. If I'd known for a second you'd be back to bother.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh.
Don't we love her?
Love her.
Moving from B to A.
They're dancing outside as well.
Yeah. Let's go see her.
Thank you. Murder.
I want to thank Tinus for being a guest here today. Thank you, Tinus. And really, we will keep on contact with you and hear what happened.
We want to come to the house.
That's definitely. All of the above. And thank you, guys. You two were just amazing last night. So
thank you, Tinus.
And thank you for the day here today. I'll see you tomorrow, Lyles.
Thank you,
guys. And stay awesome. And till the next time.
Yay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Bernard, Betty Bangle. Het jy nog Skandinisies wat ons dalk gemis het?
Net ons materiaal vir Rocky Harder wat nou terugkom vir die tweede seisoen.
Maar dis nie Skandinisies nie.
Dis Skandinisies.
Okay. Ja, ons sal almal opruk.
Ek dink dit is Skandinisies want dis die eerste Suid-Afrikaanse produksie wat so goed doen.
It's astounding.
Ja, dis waar.
Ek meen hulle 365 shows nou gedoen laas Sondag. Was hulle 365
in een dag. 365
in een dag.
Op 'n Sondag. So. Dis hardwerkend. Ek het dit nog nie gesien nie. It's been in Cape Town for so long and I still haven't seen it.
Maar
it's not gonna rush into anything.
Well, we'll see it. And we love you. Thank you so much.
I love you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Please come
back
again.
Thank you. And it is such an honor winning 30 seconds and winning charades and winning the QI.
No, you didn't win.
And we love you.
So I think your mic's off. I can't hear
you. Yeah, I also think I just...
Okay, sorry. Bye. I gotta go, y'all.
Bye-bye, Simba, Hannes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you to everyone listening. This was a special Casper Radio show. It was fun. And I'll see you all next week. Again. Till then, survive. You will survive. And see you next week.